You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 797 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. Tonight, we are talking to my assistant, Sophie Meyer, who joins us to share how she helped organize the American Dressage Mentorship Program at Maple Crest Farm this weekend. She gives us an inside look to the program, the opportunities it provides to riders and parents looking to grow in the future of the sport. She also talks about what it's like to be my intern. We also interview Evie Lancione, USDF Senior Content and Programs Coordinator, for an update on the USDFL education program. We discuss the current program and excited new updates to change that are in the works for 2027. Megan and I also kick off a discussion to talk about disappointing scores when you receive them at horse shows. Tune in for an episode full of encouragement, education, and insight for every dressage enthusiast. This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Reese.
How y'all doing?
I'll be honest. I am so hot and I've been drinking a lot of Pedialyte.
Fair. I mean, you can pick other choices. So we'll go with Pedialyte.
It's great. I love grape. But over the weekend, I just want to give a shout out to the men on my men list that help run my farm. We finished the fencing in only 8 pastures. We braced the corners. It was brutal. It's like 97. It was insane. And I couldn't have done it without them. And they all were like positive, ready to work. We got it done.
That's amazing.
All of it. Yeah.
Look at you. That's incredible. Congratulations. That is one thing. Fencing is a whole level of torture. Like, it's that, like, is, hey, so hard.
Yeah. It's that awful.
Crazy.
But you had a great weekend. I love seeing the pictures. Tell us all about it.
Oh my gosh. We had 10 youth ranging from, I think we had an 11-year-old to a 24-year-old, I think. Oh. It was so fun. We had all levels, all ages, all stages. We had riders from 4.5 hours away, which was amazing. I know. They applied. We did a first come, first serve. Every one of the clinics, I think there'll be around 100 in the U.S. this year for the American Dressage Mentorship Program that we highlighted here on the show. And I really wanted to do mine this last weekend because you will hear later from my intern for the summer, Sophie. I wanted to give her the experience of running a clinic, and she did. She ran it. Definitely, you know, we worked together on some emails and some logistics and that kind of stuff just because we've had a bunch of clinics here. So I kind of know how it works. But I had her do everything, really. She fielded the questions and she dealt with the parents, and who are all lovely, by the way. I got some hospitality things. We had some snacks for the kids and definitely a lot of ice cream. It turned out not to be that hot, which was, we have a lot of ice cream still. But it was great. We had ice cream and popsicles and just fun stuff. Kentucky Performance Products. Dr. Catherine Donworth at Animal Medical Center and Triple Crown. We did gift buckets for everybody. So they all got their gift buckets. There were some fun things in each of their gift buckets. So that was fun. So we get to highlight our sponsors and it was great. I mean, Megan, I pulled out everything. I pulled out the Franklin balls. I pulled out, how to use kinesio tape, how to use the bands. Like, we did all kinds of stuff, which was really fun. So it was just a fun weekend. It was great.
I think that is amazing. I kind of want a developing clinic for professionals.
Yes.
And I just want everybody to know how much you're appreciated. Because that weekend takes a lot. And I want everybody to know that you donated your time. You could have been teaching a clinic somewhere else. You could have been taking the day off. You know, you work so hard. Thank you to Sophie, who yes. organized it, yep. and all the other mentors, and especially Robert Dover.
Yes.
You know, it was his vision. And yes. really, I mean, it's contagious and inspiring. You know,
it's so fun.
Just imagine yeah. our sport if everyone put one third of that in. Like, I hope everyone becomes inspired to help shape our future. And so I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I mean, you and I met at Young Rider Clinics, and we were early, 16, and we were about the same age. So we would go to clinics, and I still have very good friends from those clinics. And so Isla would look out, and the girls are all eating ice cream together and laughing and joking and playing with their ponies. And, you know, that really means a lot. And I just know coming through my career how important, you know, your friends are, and how, you know, that's how this, Megan, you're here because of that. And I just really mm-hmm. believe in the program, and I believe in our youth, and I believe in it. And so it was really easy to do it and have fun. And I was really, really grateful we got to do it. So, but again, thank you to Sophie. You're going to hear her story here in a minute after this commercial break. You're going to hear from Sophie about her internship and the importance of internships. And I mean, maybe some chaos control here at Maplecrest. Well, we're going to hear from Sophie about the summer and the fun she's had here at Maplecrest after this commercial break from Kentucky Performance Products.
Does your performance horse have sore, stiff muscles? Does he lack energy or tire quickly during exercise? Does his competition schedule require travel? Studies show that horses in regular training and those with limited access to pasture often require additional vitamin E. They also show that horses being trailered even short distances can face immunity challenges. Elevate Natural Vitamin E can help. A research-proven powerful antioxidant, Elevate maintains healthy muscle, nerve, and immune functions. It does this by delivering a highly bioavailable source of natural vitamin E that is preferentially absorbed and retained in horses' tissues. For more information, visit kppusa.com or call 859-873-2974.
So excited to have just the most lovely young lady who's been with me this summer and truly been an angel with me, Sophie Meyer. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome to the show. And we're not going to lie. Sophie's actually like in the next room, but we're separated.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's here at the farm. And we have just had the best, gosh, it's almost been 2 months, which is crazy because it has flown by.
Time has gone by so quickly.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. And I mean, everybody, I told her to be nice. No, I'm just kidding.
So I have been, you know, in horses since I was 7. My mom signed me up for a summer camp, like so many of us, and I was hooked pretty much right away. I've kind of always been doing dressage, and I decided that I really wanted to get like a college education in horses, which is, you know, not a super common route, I feel like, for a lot of equestrians, but I really felt pretty strongly that that was probably the right path for me. And so I started going to Lake Erie College in Ohio. I'm going to be a senior next year, which is crazy. Time has gone by so quickly. And yeah, I've loved all of it.
Well, I want the dirt on what's it like to intern with Reese.
It's a wild ride, Megan. Okay. Let's be real.
I can tell
it's
you
like
the
a
joke.
Bucking pony. We both look at each other like, what's happening today? It's like a bucking rodeo around here.
I mean, well, like I told Reese at the beginning, I thrive in chaos. So yeah. I have enjoyed my time here immensely.
She's done great. And I'm like, let's not have chaos. That would be great. But if you looked at our board for this week, you're like, whoa, that's chaos.
Well, what is chaos? Give us a little insight, because I think you kind of glossed over it. What are the highs? What are the lows? And is it what you expected?
Well, so is it what I expected? That is a good one. It has been, and it has not at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the typical parts of an equine internship, you know, chores, stalls, you know, learning, all of that has been, you know, pretty typical, pretty what I expected. You know, I'm learning a lot. I get to watch Reese teach, which is super cool. I get to learn about, you know, all of the things she does aside from teaching, which is a lot, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Hence what we're doing right now. This is
exactly
the capstone, right? I'm like, hey, Soph, we're doing the podcast. You're on it.
Sounds like a plan.
Get ball and told.
And then, you know, there's been some stuff that I, you know, didn't expect, but have absolutely loved. Like the amount of ride time that I have been able to get is absolutely amazing. My riding has improved tremendously since I've come here. Being able to have one-on-one instruction with Reese every day has been absolutely amazing for my riding. So I feel really lucky that, you know, she was able to provide such an amazing opportunity, you know, for my riding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Megan, should we spill the dirt? I am actually having a hip replacement surgery on Monday. So Sophie, it's been quite painful for me to ride this summer, and Sophie's been a godsend because I am riding a little bit, but not particularly well. So Sophie's gotten a ton of ride time just to kind of really help me not be in so much pain. And then next week I'm really down and with the hip replacement, she gets to be here all by herself and run the show while I'll be only in the hospital one night, hopefully not actually, but yeah. So Sophie has been amazing, and so get an internship, right, Sophie? When your boss is going to have a hip replacement,
you know what though, Reese? I think of it as an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, what trust, what confidence building? Because you've had 2 months to prep her, and now it's like, okay, what have you learned, Sophie? Let's put it to the test. And you're literally right there, because when I became a professional, there was no one to support me. And you're right there. And I think it's a win-win for everyone. I think it's absolutely amazing. What an opportunity.
Well, and it's been
absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it was kind of an interesting summer too, right, Sophie? Because you were supposed to bring a horse from Lake Erie College, right?
Mm-hmm. I was, yes. I was going to bring one of our newer horses. He's been with us for about a year. He's pretty green to dressage, but he is super willing to learn and try. He's just a super great horse. I've been riding him a lot at school. I would have loved to bring him, but he had some medical stuff going on. So we figured it's best to let him be and let him kind of recoup over the summer so that he's ready to get back to it in the school year. But a super amazing neighbor was able to lease me her horse. And so I've been having a fantastic time with Mr. Ted.
Aww.
Yeah. And that's been great. Yeah. You know, I think that is something too. You know, we all make plans, and in the horse world, as we all know, things can change quickly. And that's where it is nice to be with someone. Obviously, I knew of this horse, so it actually worked out really well. And our neighbors are amazing. They're a mile down the street. So he came over and we're like, let's just try it. And he's been an awesome horse, and actually probably really good for you too, Sophie, right? Because different type of horse, he was kind of coming back. He had a little bit of time off, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. And he's such a solid dude, and, you know, such a schoolmaster that he really allows me to work on me, which is fantastic.
Yes.
That is fantastic. And I also hear you and Reese organized a clinic over the weekend for the American Dressage Mentorship Program. Can you, what was your role in that?
So, you know, I mean, from the get-go, when Reese and I were first having our phone calls, she was like, you know, this is probably going to be a thing this summer, and I really want you to be in charge of it so that you can get that experience, which I was super happy about, because, you know, we've gone over it in classes, I've been to clinics, we've practiced, you know, scheduling them, but I hadn't had the opportunity to get really, really hands-on and, you know, be the only one organizing an event like this. And so I was really excited for that opportunity. And it was really great. I mean, I handled the contacting any potential riders that wanted to come and ride with us, putting together a little flyer so that we could get the event, you know, out to everybody who wanted to come and do it. And all of the scheduling involved, which is a lot.
Yes. It's a lot. What else, Sophie? I mean, we couple things we learned, right, on the clinic, because
Tell
us about the couple things we learned.
Having a clear and concise, not necessarily application, but at least a form for people to fill out that, you know, tells us, you know, who they are, where they're coming from, if they're going to need a stall, what level rider they are, what their horse is doing, things like that are super helpful, because then you know who's walking into your barn and, you know, how you need to schedule the day. If they're coming from far away, you know, do we put them later on the first day, early on the second day, stuff like that. And so that's definitely something for next year.
What was the biggest challenge that you faced behind the scenes that no one knows about?
I think really just the scheduling, just making sure that we allowed time for riders to get in and to get out. We don't want people driving, you know, at 4 a.m. to get here for their 8 o'clock ride time if they're coming from 3 hours away. So mm-hmm. really just, you know, working the schedule, making sure that, and Reese was kind enough to let me participate in the clinic as well, which was amazing.
Yes, she was already amazing. And participate.
Whoa.
Yes. That's a lot of work.
And so, yeah, but, you know, putting myself into the schedule where I was able to, you know, help other people get settled and get my own chores done and the other horses that needed to be worked that weekend that we have here on the farm. So yeah, I would say scheduling is definitely something that you really need to pay attention to.
Okay.
What else, what? Sophie? There are a couple other things. Signage, right? I kept saying, I was like, we need more signs.
Yes, signage.
I gave her some markers. I was like, get more signs. There needs to be more signs. Like
all the signs.
Water. I was like, I don't care. I don't care if there's this place plastered with signs. More signs, right? We need a lot of signs.
And you know, that really helps people coming into a facility that they're not familiar with. You know, they don't have to come to us to ask questions. You know, everything's laid out really, really cleanly for them. So yeah, I think signage is definitely important.
Now, I know Reese always puts extra touches in anything she does. And I also know with this particular clinic, this clinic was free to the participants. And so mm-hmm. I want to know roughly, what does the cost involve in putting on this clinic? And what does it take to get a farm ready? Because I think both you and Reese are incredibly generous.
I mean, the cost of putting on the clinic, we were able to keep it, you know, pretty low in terms of, you know, purchasing things for the clinic, but the manpower and the time to put in to make the facility nice, clean everything up that, you know, needs to be cleaned that, you know, you don't get to as often because you have other things going mm-hmm. on and your days get really busy. And so like all barns, little things get, you know, put to the wayside till you have a free day to do it. So the cleaning, the organizing, the setting up snacks and drinks and water. And, you know, we wanted people to not have to worry about that kind of thing. So getting snacks for the kids and, you know, Reese got some ice cream sandwiches because it is a youth clinic. So we have to have ice cream.
Yeah.
And there just happens to be some more in there. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I might be partaking in that after.
Sophie's gonna have ice cream till she drives home. She's actually gonna have ice cream to drive home. Like,
oh, 100%.
No, but I think that's a really good point, Megan. I think that, you know, it's wonderful. We signed up for this, but yes, it is a loss of income for me for the weekend, right? Which is fine, which is great. I don't get me wrong. Like, I donated it and was thrilled, but yes, it definitely is expensive. Thankfully, we kind of have a rule, but we keep the farm sort of ready for an event all the time. We did spice it up a little, didn't we, Sophie? We'd clean the indoor a little bit more. Like, we did some stuff, but the kids were really good. Like, they asked how they could help. And I was like, honestly, if you could sweep the indoor for Sophie so she doesn't have to come back out here tonight to do that, or, you know, strip your stall. And everybody was great. Like, all the riders were wonderful about that kind of stuff.
Aww, oh yeah, everyone was more than willing to help.
Yeah, they were great. And like, they had that indoor, those kids had that indoor swept right in like 5 minutes. It was great. And so mm-hmm. I just would say too, if people are going, that's the kind of stuff that barns love when you go to a clinic, because there's nothing worse than like walking into your indoor after you cleaned it on Sunday night and you're like, oh, we got to clean this all again for Monday. So, but yeah, no, I think that that's the biggest thing whenever you go. But that's just manners in general when you go to someone's farm, because it does take a lot for any event to run. But I think overall, we had a great time, didn't we, Sophie? We went for burgers on Saturday.
Oh, it was fantastic.
And we went out and had fun and had some burgers. We ended, but we were both tired. We're like, oh boy, let's just get some burgers and be home. I think we were in bed, you know, at home. Sophie is staying here on the farm. I have a camper, so she's staying here on the farm. So we both night checked and we're in our jammies at like 8:30. We were done on Sunday. And today was fairly quiet too, wasn't it, Sophie?
Yeah, definitely.
So tell everybody, I mean, you know, this is been organized through your university. I have a nice relationship with Lake Erie College. And so it's been so wonderful to have you. But tell people, like, what have been the benefits of an internship?
I mean, there's no end to the benefits of internships. This is, you know, always something I've been told. My parents were like, you know, an internship is going to be the most important thing you do, because you're putting yourself out there, you're making connections in the industry that you want to go into for your professional career, and you're getting real world hands-on experience with your chosen profession. And it can be fantastic for solidifying, yes, this is what I want to do. I've really enjoyed this. This has been amazing. I want to do this for the rest of my life. Or it can be like, well, I've really enjoyed this, but there are some things that I didn't expect that I would enjoy about this internship, and I kind of want to explore that a little more. So it exposes you to things that you might not have thought of for career paths. And, you know, like I said, it's all about connections, especially in the equine world. It's you know, making connections with professionals and having people that you can turn to for help and, you know, ask questions, especially as a young professional. You know, I always know I'm going to have Reese in my back pocket and 100%. Say, oh, no, something's happened. Reese, give me advice.
Anytime. Well, and I think that's really important, too. Like, we have clicked really well. And I think we only talked on the phone a couple of times, but you came so highly recommended. But I think that is really important. And Sophie has worked so hard and she's been wonderful. And, you know, I think that's been from my end. I have also had interns that have not done that and it's been a mess. So, you know, and then they don't get a good grade at the end. You know, Sophie, I was like, how do I give you an A++? Like, she's been awesome and we've had fun and, you know, we've laughed a lot. We had a jumping horse here this summer, which Sophie and I've never moved so many jumps in my life. I was like, Sophie, I've never moved so many jumps. But, you know, that was fun. I mean, there was just definitely stuff. But I do think and Megan, I'm sure you're this way too. Like, one of the things that happens on a farm every day or in a training stable is we would like it to be the same every day, but there's never a day that's the same. And I think that that's really important to remember. And yeah, I think that that's been what Sophie's been so good about adapting. And we kind of laugh about it and we go on of, you know, what's going on and how we do it. So that's been so fun. Well, Sophie, again, thank you so much. Thank you for organizing the American Dressage Mentorship Program. That was awesome. We had 10 kids from Kentucky and Ohio. We had some that are staying over because it's Pony Club week. So we had a couple stay over and they went to the horse park today. So it's been a really fun week. It's a good youth week here in the Bluegrass. And Sophie gets to come to the horse park and see what we're doing over there tomorrow with Pony Club. Like, so we've got lots of fun stuff going on still. So thanks again, Sophie. Thanks for coming on. You're amazing.
And thank you for having me. It was great to meet and talk to everybody.
Exactly. Welcome to podcasting.
Love what you're hearing, but wish you could take the entire Horse Radio Network with you on the trail? Well, you can. Instead of hunting for every individual show, just search for the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed in your favorite podcast app. It's one subscription that delivers every single episode from across our entire network. From Western to English, health tips to humor, directly to your phone. Don't miss a single stride. Subscribe to the HRN All Shows feed today.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have back for our USDF highlight of the month, Evie Lancione. She is now the senior education and contact coordinator at USDF. Evie, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm excited to be back and have new things to tell you about.
I know. First of all, catch us up. We haven't talked to you, it feels like, in forever.
I know. Gosh, I don't even know the last time I was on. But since then, I have taken over the L program work in the office. And it's a lot, but it's so much fun. The L program is something that I participated in when I first started working at USDF. So to be on the back end of it, kind of in charge, has been really, really cool.
So tell us, what does that mean? Like, that sounds crazy.
The L program is the very first step to becoming a dressage judge. So you have to first take part one. Part one is open to anyone. And that's the part I took. And it helped my riding more than anything I've ever done.
Yes, for sure.
And then part two is where you sort of start practicing your judging and you get evaluated on your judging. There's an exam at the end. And if a candidate passes with distinction, they are eligible to begin the small R judging program with USEF.
Wow. Wow. And I've heard that other countries have, for better part of a word, copied us, the L program. Is that not true? It's really regarded in the judging training and teaching.
I haven't heard that. That's juicy. And I wouldn't be surprised, though, because it really is so valuable to sort of gives you the very foundation of judging and dressage and what we're looking for in dressage, what the goal is, really.
I love it. So tell us, what's going on with the program?
Well, right now we have actually very few programs scheduled. So I'm here to kind of promote applications for GMOs to host L programs. Because I've actually had so many. Yeah, I've had so many members reach out to me and ask, when is there going to be another part one? When is there going to be another part two? And I'm saying, it's up to GMOs, but I am happy to help in every way that I can. If there are any GMOs that have questions or unsure if they're suited to host an L program, we have lots and lots of guidelines that are really helpful. They explain kind of the entire process. And of course, I'm here to help along the way.
Well, I want to say I'm interested in it because I took part of the L program probably 2 decades ago as a farm owner and a facility owner. I would be interested in hosting, and I'm in region 2. So if anyone is interested, give me a call and let's see if we can make dates work for next year.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, that sounds great. Because the part one is it's classroom and live demonstration. So yeah, definitely in need of a farm for that. And indoor arena is super helpful, but depending on weather, outdoor arenas help too. Demonstration riders get to learn a lot by being part of the program, by volunteering their time.
Oh, it's big. We hosted instructor programs last year, Reese.
Yes.
And yes. Demo riders are big, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for our students. So I think the program's amazing.
So talk to us about, I mean, I think that's important. Okay. So you need the facility, you need the indoor arena, you need the GMO, but like, tell us more. I think people get nervous about hosting something initially. So because there is time. I mean, you do need somebody that's organized, kind of like Sophie did for organizing the clinic this weekend. Like, you do need someone that's fairly good at organizing, right? That can handle this.
Yeah. And the helpful part is there's an outline for every day of the L program in the organizer guide. So it gives you a time schedule, what's going to be covered, what you need in the classroom, how many riders you need for demonstrations. But oftentimes it's organizers within the GMO that do their education programs, and that's the education program that they are providing that year for their GMO.
And what are some of the common challenges and misconceptions participants might have entering the L program?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of people are hesitant to enter because, well, they never have the goal of becoming a judge, which I never had the goal of becoming a judge either, but I can't tell you how much it improved my riding. Even being someone who I wasn't competing at the time, but knowing these very basics and having them explained in the way that the L faculty members explain them, it really solidifies all of the concepts of dressage. So as a rider, as a trainer, it would be great because you can help improve your student scores before they even go in the show ring, because you know exactly what the judge is looking for.
Exactly. Like, I went through the L program. I never want to be a judge. And I came away with a lot of respect for judges. But now I have an idea of what they're looking for.
Exactly. And I think it helps with the understanding between competitor and judge. It's pretty cool to see, you know, I got a 6.5 on this movement, their comment means this, this, and this, and then you know exactly what to work on. So it kind of breaks that communication barrier down a little bit as well.
Yes. And I think that it's important. I think, you know, Megan and I went the trainer route more than the judge route, but every once in a while I'm asked to do a write a test or something. And I'm glad I went through the program. Now, sadly, our group, this is years and years ago, KDA didn't test us. So I didn't actually finish the L program, which I'm really bummed about, because at the time, you know, we were going to have to travel and try to get into another clinic. Like it was kind of a mess. Because all of us sort of were left, which was a bummer, but the information was so great that I can kind of say to somebody like, okay, come on, like, this is why you got a 6.5 where you could have gotten a 7 or 7.5 pretty easily. I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that the concepts, you know, the understanding of the dressage concepts, and for anyone who's a total dressage nerd, like I consider myself, it's so much fun. Just taking notes on the most interesting topic in the world to me was a blast. And meeting all the people in the group, the part one is 30 participants. So it's a decent sized group. And then auditors are allowed as well. So the auditors don't have to, you know, finish the homework assignments that are provided. They don't have to access special part of the website, but they get to be there, take notes, absorb what everyone else is absorbing. It's a pretty great opportunity, regardless of how involved you want to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's really important. And it's important too. We need judges.
Yes.
We need younger people to go through. So don't hesitate. Like, please, we need more people in the pipeline. Same with instructors, younger instructors. Megan and I are excited to be part of that and helping young instructors come through. But we need more, everybody young coming through, because you know, none of us are getting younger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd like to give a shout out to the Dressage Foundation for anyone who might be thinking about becoming a judge or starting the L program. They have grants to help you financially. Check them out.
Yes. And that'll
help. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. That is great. Well, Evie, anything else you've been cooking and working on over at the office?
Oh gosh, yes. Actually, the L program is undergoing a total facelift. It's getting lots of plastic surgery, actually. For anyone who's taken it before and noticed, you know, some of the videos are out of date. Some of the software that we use might be a little slow. That is going to be completely revamped by 2027 for the new test cycle. So it's been a ton of work, but it's really, really fun. And again, I'm learning everything all over again, just diving back into the content, but everything will be updated, much more modern, new videos, and soon we will have the 2027 tests incorporated into the program. Mm-hmm. So it's never a bad idea to, if you've taken it maybe a couple years before or a couple test cycles before, we've got a new test cycle coming up and there are some pretty big changes. So it's a great way to get caught back up.
I love it. Well, very cool. Anything else for our listeners?
That is all I can think of at the moment. But yeah, if anyone comes up with questions, you can email me at lprogram@usdf.org. That one's easier to spell than my personal work email. So just email lprogram. And I'm happy to help.
Well, fantastic. Abby, thanks so much for all your work. And we can't wait to see the final product. It's going to be so exciting.
Thank you. I'm excited too. It's a fun journey. And thank you for having me on again.
Anytime. We love it when you join us.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your night, ladies.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Oh, that was great.
Bye. Good job, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you. Great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, girl. We'll see you soon. I'll maybe see you at KDA this weekend. I think I'm bopping in and out a little bit. I don't have a ton of people showing.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I'll be braiding. Hopefully with lots and lots of horses.
Lots of money. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Good.
All right. Awesome, girl. Thanks so much.
Of course. Have a good night.
You too.
Night.
Well, Megan, you and I have a solo segment, which we haven't done in a long time, but we felt like this article came up on Facebook, which came from the Dressage Amateur Rise page. And we both felt like it was important. I sent it to you because I was kind of scrolling one night and I was like, oh, hey, Megan, I think this could be important. So Okay, let's talk about some things when you get disappointing scores, because it happens. It happens every show. Sometimes I think they're valid, and other times it can be tricky. So we have a do list, right, Megan?
Do you want to start? Yeah, I'll get it started. Okay. The first do is read the judges' comments before looking at the score. I think that's wonderful. I love reading the comments. A lot of times they're right on par. And I have to say, though, like, I'll think something and then I look at the video and then I read the comments and I'm like, yeah, the judge was right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually important. Like, I do think it's important to get your ride video if at all possible. And a lot of times, like, somebody's just sitting around and you can just say, hey, can you, if you don't have someone with you, can you video it? But I agree, because sometimes you're like, that shoulder was on point. And then you're like, oh, no, the angle was all over the place or whatever it may be. So, yes, that is a thing. Yes. So I think that's important, actually, to look at the video. And sometimes I would say, too, it is difficult. Like in Wellington, you're getting your score when you're walking out of the test.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, number one, just if you're in an environment like that, a lot of most shows, you've gone back to the barn, you've gotten your horse settled, you've had a drink, hopefully water, but, you know, no judgment. And, you know, you've had a moment to just settle. And I think that's important. It is difficult when you're coming out of the ring and it's getting announced. Like, that's in a CDI. You can see it on the screen. I would say, I think it's important as a sportsman to, you know, if you're going to have a meltdown, don't do it there. Just take a deep breath, kind of fix your crown and just walk back to the barn. And I think it's actually very in poor taste when someone does it right there at the ring. But I think it is important to step back, maybe talk to your coach. And I agree, absolutely look at the video. Because sometimes you're like, oh, yeah. Yep. So I think that's good. All right. Next one, Megan.
Find one or two themes to work on, not 20.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Megan. I think you and I are pretty similar in this, I think. And that is, if you're in my program and we're working a test, there are times, you know, where you may have an older horse or someone's going to college or whatever, and you're sending someone in and you think, okay, this is going to be close to a 60 and we need to do this to get a 60% or whatever your score goal is. But in general, I want people to be incredibly prepared to ride the test before they go to the horse show. Do you feel that way too?
Oh, yeah. And I find my students get so fixated on the score.
Yes.
They're not focused on the elements. Like, yes. Are we supple? You know, like maybe we're working on bend in the shoulder in, you know, they go to the show and they forget bend. They ever had bend, you know, and the fact that you accomplish it, that there are bigger things than the score.
Agreed. Well, and I think, you know, I get being score oriented and right now showing is incredibly expensive. And I have people that are just so, they want the score so badly, but they also are forgetting to ride or they're forgetting to kind of take a deep breath and that kind of thing. So I do think that's important to just think about and remember as you're going through. And I do think that that's important. The other thing is, please know your test in advance. I'm not saying any names today, but I taught two lessons today of people who wanted to show. And they're one showing this coming weekend, a difficult test. They did not know their test. And it's Monday and the show is Saturday. And I was shocked. I'm like, okay, how are you supposed to ride it if you don't know it? I mean, I may be a little bit weird, but 2 weeks out, I know that test. I'm visualizing, I'm riding it before I go to bed, you know, like all of those things.
Same. Yeah. And I think it gives you a level of anxiety when you don't know, you know, like you're creating your own destiny, so to speak.
Yes.
I'm totally with you.
Oof. That gives me anxiety. It gives me anxiety for them. Because I'm like, how are you going to be able to ride this if you don't even know the test? So that's important. So the next one is remember that test riding is a skill in itself. Improve your geometry, accuracy, planning, and presentation every time you enter the arena. And that's what we're kind of saying to do even prior to the horse show. So this is already taken care of.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. And then I love the next one.
Yes.
Have a 30-second pity party if you have a bad ride. And then that's a credit to Coach Daniel Stewart. Be sad then let it go, get back to the work. I usually give myself 24 hours, like after the horse show, to just kind of mope around. And then I'm like, snap out of it, get over yourself.
Yeah, so, I'm usually an hour because normally you and I have to go back out and do something else.
Yeah.
You know? But I like give myself an hour and maybe feel bad about it. But again, okay, we are riding horses in circles. We're not curing cancer. You know what? I do sell
that.
But like it's a score. We are blessed just to be here and riding and doing this. So I think there is a level of like, snap out of it. Like, it's very important to us, but like the rest of the world, they don't even know what we're talking about.
Totally.
You know, so that's a thing, but I think that's good. And I love this. Thank your horse. They showed up for you. That is important. If I see anybody not get grumpy with the horses, man, oof. Reese is really nice until that moment.
I totally agree. That's the first thing I think when I head down center line is I think my horse. Totally. The next one, ask yourself, what is the test trying to teach me?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it on the journey? Yeah.
What is it setting me up for? Yeah, totally
agree. I
think
that's so good. I mean, again, you know, if you ride through each of the tests in the dressage, in our test, you'll have a pre-St. George horse, right? Training through fourth level. You hit all the requirements. So, and then in theory, you do the FEI test, you will have a Grand Prix horse. So there is something to think about, right? Or like, what can I do better? I think is important. And then make a plan for your next ride. I will almost always, and I'm sure Megan, you're the same. I'll circle back around with each of my students in the afternoon at a horse show, which is why you should be nice to your trainer, because there's way more work at horse shows than like a normal day. But I'll circle back around and just like, hey, how you feeling? Hey, remember you can ride that corner a little bit better, or, you know, whatever it may be. I definitely do that. All right. These are the don'ts. Don't decide you're a terrible rider.
Yeah. Please
stop. Don't stop. Like, no, stop. Yeah.
I actually want to talk about this one just a little bit. It is so hard for me as a coach. I have been to all of your rides for years usually, and it's really hard for me to watch people when we go to the horse show, and the first thing, you know, that comes up are those insecurities. And, you know, I just want people to persevere through that. And like, yeah, that's a hard one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. This was one too. Compare your scores to everyone else's score. Please don't do that. Like, stop. I don't like that either. I will kind of shut that down pretty quick, because listen, everyone's out there trying to do their best, and we're all spending a lot of money. And I just don't think that that's healthy. You know, we don't know what happened to them, you know, or maybe they had a great ride, or maybe they, who knows what it is, but yeah, don't compare yourself to someone else. Like, we got enough problems as on our own to get your scores. Let's not look at anyone else. I don't think it's very healthy at all.
Totally agree. The next one is blame your horse, the judge, or your trainer. Just own it. That's where improvement begins.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important, right? Like, just own it. Like, okay, it was a bad score. We had a judge at our local show a couple weeks ago. I mean, she was significantly down on everyone. And so I finally just went to my students and said, hey, heads up, like, these scores have not been high from this judge today. And, and I'm not a judge shopper necessarily, but I mean, if they're low for everybody, everyone's having the same feeling. So it's not, you know, just let's move forward. I like this one. Spend the rest of the day telling everyone how disappointed you are. Chin up, learn from it, and move forward. Exactly. That's that, like, he gave you 30 seconds. We're giving you a little bit longer, but like, move on. Let's go do something else. I think that that's so important.
Totally agree. The next one is funny. Be embarrassed. Trust me. Everyone else is too busy obsessing over their test to worry about yours. Totally agree.
I agree. Like, I think that that's so important. And I think it's so important to remember. And this is it. Like, that says, remember this. One dressage test is data, not your identity. Things happen all the time. And, you know, I used to get so upset until I took, I went to Aachen with the Dressage Foundation kiddos. It was pre-COVID. And I like watched Isabel Vert, the greatest of all time, mess up on multiple lines of changes. And I was like, oh, I don't feel so bad anymore. Like, Isabel Vert's messing up on her changes. Like, I'm okay. Like, you just think, oh, they never mess up. Oh, they do. They do.
We all do. That is so true. And then it goes on. Remember this. This is my favorite. I actually underlined it and I'm actually going to share it with a friend. One dressage test is data, not your identity.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. And then the rider who improves the fastest aren't the ones that never score 58%. That is so true. You score 58%, you're going to work that much harder to get your 60%. You're going to figure out those ways. Yeah.
And I want to say I'm from the 90s and a 58% at Freestate George was the qualifying score. And I was happy to get a 58, and getting a 65 was like current day 80%. So yeah, sometimes true. For me, I'm just like, wow, what's wrong with that? So
Yeah. And you really should use that test to fuel your next test. Right? Like, use that for that. Like, okay, you know, I am going to make my circles round. I am not going to go in there and make my 15 meter circles footballs. You know, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. This one is a good one. Every ribbon fades. I have a lot of ribbons in my barn that are actually wilting in this humidity.
Yes.
And they don't mean a thing to me.
It's true. You know, they fade, you know? And that is exactly what happens. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're not doing this for ribbons, right?
That's right. We're doing it for the love of the horse.
And the sport.
And the challenge and self-development. I mean, that's what we're doing it for. At least that's what I'm doing it for.
Well, we hope you're doing it for that. That's the goal, you know? I think that's important. So, and, you know, your score is one moment in time. It's not a measure of your potential or, quite frankly, even what's maybe going on. You know, I think that's important to remember, right? That's a thing. So, you know, just remember that. And remember, we all have bad scores. I mean, I think I got a 42% once. I don't know why I didn't put my hand up and get out of there, but I don't remember. I was young. You know, but we've all had bad scores. We've all had rides we're not proud of. But it's really true. I learned this in Florida, because in Florida, everyone's worried about themselves. They're not worried about you. They're not even watching you. So, you know, I think you get so like, everyone's watching it or everybody saw it. No. And truly, if they're not like, hey, I saw your ride today. I'm bummed about that, whatever. But hey, get it tomorrow. You know what? They're not our friends anyways. So they, to remember.
Karma, because the next time we go in the ring, your horse might spook over a plastic bag. Yeah there's no judgment. I've been there. Good things, bad
We've
things.
Seen it all.
It all happens to us. Yep. And I do love the parting. So if your test didn't go the way you hoped, feel it, learn from it, then ride forward. And love yourself. You are amazing. I think that's wonderful to remember.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So yeah, just keep your chin up. We all get bad scores, but we hope this helps the next time. And then when you get a good score, you know, it's okay to be pretty proud of yourself. I think we've all been there and you should be proud, but don't let that crowd you for the next day. Sometimes you're like, I was amazing. And the next day you're like, wah, wah. I wasn't amazing. So yeah, that's a thing. Well, great. Well, Megan, that was super fun. We'll do more of these solo episodes. And if you guys ever find a list or something or a question for Megan and I, we are always, always happy to answer it for you. And Megan, we have a book club book going, don't we?
Uh-oh, where is it?
It is Stable Core Training by Joyce Kramer. So I'm going to need this. I'm going to use this book. This is going to be really good for me. So I'm excited about that. So I hope everybody gets their book club, and that'll be coming up probably in September once things, I like to say they're going to settle down, Megan, but not sure about that.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Reese.
Yeah, they're not selling done. Well, everyone, if you've not subscribed that, subscribed yet, I got it. Do that now. Just search Dressage Radio Show for your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community of the Horse Radio Network Auditor over Patreon. You'll get behind the scenes insight, special offers, and the opportunity to participate in Horse Radio Network podcast. Just go to patreon.com/horseradionetwork. The Dressage Radio Show Facebook page is Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.